Southeast Alaska is blessed with abundant hydropower potential. It turns out when you listen to people in Wrangell, places like Sitka, Ketchikan, how do you distribute it? And are we a big enough market to distribute the power? Are we a big enough market to share the power? Are we a big enough market to finance it? It turns out, in some ways, financing hydro, which is expensive, is easier than finding the money to distribute it. You know, the whole thing with transmission lines. Listening to people in Wrangell, you reach a certain point where you need more power, and if you can get the investment for hydro, it's great, but then how do you transmit it? Other people are looking at using the ocean and in terms of heat pumps and using the thermal gradient between the surface temperature and the water at the bottom of the column. And it turns out, you know, that differential, you can convert that into energy. So people are looking at the ocean in terms of essentially heat pumps. They're looking certainly at tidal, which we have all over Southeast. Some places it's fantastic.
One of the big issues in Southeast Alaska in terms of distributing and owning hydropower is pretty much the ownership, private or public. What would be the best option in this region, in your opinion?
Well, if you look at the totality, and I would actually say I am not an expert, but I listen to enough of people and communities. If you just look at the initial cost of putting in a plant, let's say a hydro plant, it's hard, but there seems to be money available for that. But you can't just build a facility without the transmission, and you can't just build a facility without looking at the end market and even sharing the power. So at the end of the day, it seems to me, when I listen to people, you have to bring communities together to both plan, produce, and wheel the power to the end market, which is going to be residential consumers, industrial consumers. And you have to find that sweet spot where you're not being too ambitious, but you're being large enough so you get the economies of scale.
And Energy Foundation is working towards, like, energy policies, right? I mean, that's the main goal, right? And the reason why I ask is because I know, like you say, not all communities going to have the same idea. Everybody's going to be like on a different page here and there. You're not going to agree with everything. But if you want this one energy policy, I mean, you think that they would need to work together just to, you know, to sell these guys on bringing this one universal policy together. Am I saying that right? A universal policy, probably, you know, energy policy?
Well, I think you're onto something there, because America has sort of said, kind of do whatever you want on a state, local, community basis. And so, for example, the power plants, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, they were burning oil for space heating in places like New England. Well, that's ended, and they use a lot of gas now. We had a nuclear program that was pretty robust for a while, and then it sort of withered away. There's talk now about reviving nuclear. But what do you do with the waste? People that want to convert soybeans and corn into ethanol, they think that's great. Although in terms of energy metrics, it's about a wash. You know, turning sugarcane is actually better than turning corn into fuel for cars. But the one thing Americans all agree upon is we need to do more with less. We need to improve our efficiency for vehicle traffic, for moving stuff around. We've got to stop wasting fuel to the extent we can. It's kind of ridiculous, you know, having a person get into what's essentially a truck, a big sport utility vehicle, to go down to the store 5 miles away to get half a gallon of milk is actually a fairly crazy strategy for providing food for your family. You know, importing cut flowers from Central America, they may look good on the table, but, you know, at some point you got to start thinking about, is it really worth the energy cost of flying flowers up in an old DC-8 to San Francisco or wherever they go? And at the end of the day, the folks I work with, they say, you know, there's no one answer, but we have to start collecting all the costs associated with our use of burning hydrocarbons and make sure that the people who use those hydrocarbons pay the full cost. And those would include harm to the environment, deploying tens of thousands of troops over in the Middle East to protect our oil lines, and a whole host of other matters that aren't typically reflected in the cost of gas.